A new mountain biking trail system is now open in Vermont. Nestled in the Green Mountains, the driving range features 4 miles of gnarly climbs, twisting curves, and adrenaline-pumping drops. It's also universally accessible for adaptive mountain bikers, likely the first of its kind in the country. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed checked out the trails and met some of the people who helped shape them. She brings us this report.
One recent summery evening, as the sun turns gold and the flies grow more persistent, a bunch of people park their cars in a field in Bolton and pull out their mountain bikes.
All the way, just let it
fall. Yeah, just let it come down. Yeah. Suspension support. I love that noise.
Above this field is a hill covered in tall trees. And winding between those trees is a new trail network called the Driving Range. Tonight, volunteers are putting the final touches on the trails. For that work, Greg Durso gets on his adaptive mountain bike. It looks like a trike with 3 wheels.
This is a prone position bike, meaning I kneel. I have my chest on a chest plate, and my hands are out in front of me, so it's more head first.
Durso makes sure the motor battery pack is secured.
When it gets kind of like bumpy or rocky out there, battery can shift and you can lose the power, and it's not very fun.
He throws on his sunglasses.
The bug's out of my eyes.
Then he transfers from his wheelchair into the bike seat.
Just gonna grab each leg.
A bigger trick. I just don't want to
put them into the new trays.
After, Durso pulls on his elbow pads and gloves and makes sure he has water.
I'm good to go.
He then bikes up the hill, stopping at one curve where several volunteers are whacking the ground with shovels.
Impressive, actually. I think this should be fine too, because I set up wide, and then because there's so much room in here, yeah, I can just cut to the end. No, because I think I think you're good. Because I'm gonna end up like I'm gonna start here, and then I'm gonna cut right, so I should be good.
Durso lives in Burlington and works for the Kelly Brush Foundation, which empowers people like him, who have both spinal cord injuries and active lives. He got into mountain biking 7 years ago and says it's become his favorite thing to do.
I ride at Katy Hill a lot in Stowe. I think it's really fun there. Killington also works really, really well. Hinesburg Town Forest, another favorite of mine.
It was one ride in Hinesburg Town Forest several years ago that, according to Durso, proved a pivot point for adaptive mountain biking in Vermont.
I was on some really narrow bridges that looked pretty sketchy.
Every time we got to a bridge, the group would stop.
Also on that ride was Bern Brody. She's the president of the board for the nonprofit Richmond Mountain Trails.
People would get off their bikes, would help Greg across the bridge, which was maybe like 6 inches too narrow for him to actually just make it on his own.
It was like, hey, like, this is great that this almost works, but like, it wouldn't be that crazy to actually make this work, right?
You know, there's so many problems in the world that like none of us can have an impact on, but I was like, we can have an impact here. Like, we can change this.
After that ride together, Durso and Brody, along with a couple hundred volunteers, got to work. With the help of several nonprofits and 256 acres offered up by a Bolton landowner, they did something that's never been done before in Vermont and maybe in the country.
Like, we don't know how to prove that, but we think it's the first.
They built the Driving Range Trail Network so it was fully accessible to adaptive mountain bikes. And they did this by having Durso do what he's doing tonight and test run every single trail.
It's like, it's an honor for me just to be here and be a part of this and build something that like I know like actually has my hands on this.
Durso says to have people counting on him, it's something he doesn't get to feel that often.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I mean, I hate to get like so like cynical, but it's like a lot of times you feel like a burden, right? There's these things that you just can't do or like it's hard, and I think you hide some of those feelings away.
But this dynamic is flipped at the driving range.
Greg is the most critical volunteer probably to this project, because every time we build something, like Greg rides it, gives us feedback, we fix it right away, he rides it again, and then we move on to the next spot. Like, that is how we built this network.
And now that this network exists, Durso says it's freeing to know he can show up here and access everything, no problem.
Parking structure, handicap spots, there's a bathroom, like, right? It's all level, like, all those things, like, easy, I can get there. And then I get on trail, and all the trails I know work based upon, like, your skill level, right?
Ready? Yeah. Dropping.
To be clear, the trails at the driving range, they're universally accessible to all mountain bikers, but they aren't easy. I watched Durso fly down an incredibly steep hill. Then a few minutes later, he goes careening around a corner underneath a jump where a series of younger bikers launch themselves a dozen feet in the air.
People think of adaptive mountain biking and they think ADA first, and it's kind of the exact opposite of what we're doing. This is mountain biking, so we want the trails to be hard.
It's mountain biking. And even more importantly for Durso, he says the driving range creates community. Once Durso finishes riding tonight, he joins the crowd gathering by the trailhead for a barbecue, where more prospective mountain bikers discuss what kind of adaptive equipment they might like to try.
It's called quad brake, so like I just like can bend my wrist down or forward, and that's like we'll start the brakes to go.
The bike riding is great, but this place transcends the riding, right? It becomes this identity or vibe, whatever it is to you. And it's bringing so many adaptive people together to have that. And that's just so hard to actually articulate and provide, but it gives that sense of normalcy back to people that don't know what that feeling is anymore. Now we have this place that we can go at any time that can be a new home or new spot to hang out. It's really game changing.
More adaptive friendly mountain biking is coming online across Vermont. Nearly 90 miles of trails are now accessible to adaptive riders. You can find a map at the Vermont Mountain Bike Association's website. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.